This is a first step in trying to find a method that commercial fishermen can use to keep whales from getting entangled in their fishing gear or lessen the severity of those entanglements if they do happen.
And there's a couple of issues here, not only obviously the issue for the whales getting entangled, but also for the loss of thousands of dollars potentially worth of gear for the fishermen and fish and fishing time and so on. So it's kind of a combination of good for the whales, good for the fishermen. Is that the idea here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the work sort of grew up out of concern here locally in Petersburg about fishermen seeing increasing numbers of whales near their gear. We saw a couple entanglements in the past several years, and trying to say, let's be proactive, get ahead of this, and figure out what we can do to keep more of this from happening.
And this is particularly for the gillnet fleet, or is it something that can be applied to other fisheries, whether it's, I guess that's mainly where you see the interaction? But.
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is accumulate information that the fishermen have. And so Sunny's going to be working here with gillnetters, but we have gillnetters in Kodiak, not driftnetters, but setnetters. So hopefully the information she gleans from the locals here will be of pertinence in Kodiak. And then I'll be working with seiners in Kodiak, and hopefully the information they have, experience they have keeping whales out of their gear, will be of value to seiners down here or elsewhere. So part of what we're doing is sort of statewide exchange of information between fisheries.
Talk about the project itself. You're going out once a week.
Well, I'll be going out 10 times with Scott Roberge on the Kingfisher throughout the rest of this summer, and we're going to be trying to find the times and the places where there are the most whales near the most gear. So it won't actually be on sort of a regular basis. It'll just be targeting the hot spots wherever we can. And then here in Frederick Sound, if it's a decent day, I can go up in my skiff. So as many extra days as I can do there aboard a smaller boat. And we'll be out there watching whales that are near the fishing gear and trying to observe both how the whales react to the gear and what the fishermen do to try to deter the whale, and then whether or not that's successful. That's basically what we're trying to see. So we're going to be positioning ourselves as best as we possibly can to view these hopefully successful deterrent interactions. If there does happen to be an entanglement, we will be there and able to help with entanglements because Scott and I are both trained to do that. So.
Do you work with a particular gillnetter each time, or do you contact a new one for each trip? Or?
We'll have several gillnetters who volunteer to keep logbooks for us. And so they'll be doing their own observations and recording things when a whale gets near their gear and what they did. And then I'm hoping to observe the entire rest of the fleet. So we'll go out to the area that we've predetermined is maybe a hot spot. And I'm thinking what we'll do is broadcast that we're in the area and then just start looking around, seeing where there's concentrations of gear, seeing where there might be concentrations of whales. We won't be targeting or just observing one boat at a time. We're going to be observing the area so that we'll try to see as many interactions as we can.
What have you seen so far?
We have seen a couple times where whales were approaching gear. Both times either the whale had decided to dive under the gear already, or what the fishermen did to deter it deterred them from getting in the whale, and getting in the gear. That's what we realized is going to be the complicated part of the study is determining if it was the deterrent that actually made the whale take that action, or if the whale would have taken that action anyway. And fishermen don't want whales in their gear, so they're gonna deter them. No matter what, you know, even if it seemed whatever, like the whale was going to avoid that gear, they're still going to deter them. So that's going to be the trickiest part. But this is pretty preliminary. And so we're just looking for promising techniques to test further later.
Yeah, it is actually like phase one of a multiple phase project. And in this case, we're trying to get as much information from as many fishermen as possible. And even if we don't go out and observe a specific vessel and their interactions, we'd like to hear from people that have ideas and known techniques or, you know, experiences that they have. Because phase two of this is to actually, in a more controlled manner, test these devices around whales. And in Kodiak, our program has a permit where we tag whales and we monitor their dive profiles and things. And so we'll take the short list or long list, hopefully, of deterrents that are used here in Kodiak and actually deploy those around the whales and see what the response is of the whale. So it's a little more controlled. But this is the information collecting part of the study.
Just to reassure folks, the records that we're keeping are not going to be tied to any individual vessels. And we're not at all interested in whether you're catching fish or where you're catching fish, and we're not going to be spreading that information around among the fleet.
That's probably an important thing to let folks know.
Yeah. We don't even want to know how many fish you're catching. But also that if we do see an observation, it's not going to be tied to any individual vessel name or individual in any way.
Right. You're not reporting on them or observing on them as a vessel.
Right. And this is not related to enforcement or management or anything.
As a person from outside Petersburg, I'd just like to commend everyone here that's sort of taken it upon themselves in the last few years to address this issue proactively and seek solutions and work with scientists to come up with solutions. And it happens in a few fisheries in other parts of the state, but these guys here have been really ahead of the curve. Hopefully we can take the information developed here and spread it statewide. And some of the Kodiak fishermen have been proactively seeking solutions, too, but these guys here have been way more organized. They've been sort of our role model.